too, because for the second year in a row, we get to learn about the Top Gun program, the entrepreneurship program. Joining us in studio, first of all, Emma Wilson. Emma, great to have you back with us.
Great to be back, Rich.
And we've got another group of business people that we're going to be meeting over the course of the next, couple of months.
Yeah, we have another 10 awesome companies from Top Gun this year.
Well, that is fantastic. Who did you bring along today?
Today we have Justin Hafner from Kinotech.
Justin, welcome.
Yeah, good to be here. I'm excited.
Great to have you here with us. And Emma was telling us some pretty exciting news right out of the gate. You guys competed in Project Greenlight, the college edition. Sounds like that went pretty well.
Yeah, it was really cool. So we started this whole venture like 6 months ago. And the fact that we had to be on that stage, you know, so soon and then have the chance to be in the finale and then let alone win, that was probably one of the coolest feelings I've had in a while. It was really exciting stuff.
So you got $25,000, is that right?
Yeah, $25,000 cash and then another $35,000 in prizes.
That is fantastic. Well, your company is called Kinotech. Tell us a little bit about what you do and how long you've been working on this.
Yeah, so Kinotech, we're using virtual reality and motion capture technology to see the way people move and the different muscles that they use as they use them. You can view it in real time or after the fact on a computer screen or a virtual reality headset, which is kind of cool. We started this back in September 1st of this year. I came up with this idea in August when I was taking a summer class here, actually, at UMO. And, we were given this piece of paper with all these muscles on it and all the movements that go with that muscle. And I looked at it and I was like, this is pretty overwhelming. This is like 1,500 terms I got to memorize in like a month. So I figured there was a better way to learn and do things. So I grabbed one of my buddies and we created Kinotech.
So what's your target audience, you think, for this down the road?
Yeah, so as we've actually been going forward, we've identified more markets that we're getting into. But the first one we really want to get into is athletics.
Yeah.
Basically showing, you know, muscular compensation, you know, what muscles they're using as they use them to help improve technique, performance. Coaches also like it because it increases the athlete's body awareness. So basically the athlete gets more comfortable with their body. And once they're more comfortable with their body, their performance increases.
That sounds fantastic. And yeah. So what have you been doing with the folks from Top Gun?
Yeah, so Top Gun has kind of helped me out. I was a science guy. I was kind of a nerd back in the day, you know. I was supposed to start my PhD, actually, this semester. Top Gun has kind of helped me separate, you know, science and business and how totally separate things and then understand the whole way, how to grow a company, how to be successful in the different, like, tasks it takes to get there. Yeah.
So do you have a timeline of where you want to go next and what the short-term and the long-term goals are for the company?
Yeah, so, you know, we find out about this one accelerator program, which is based out of Indianapolis. It's called TechStars. It's the most competitive program a small business can get into. We actually just got recently named finalists out of over 1,000 people that applied. So that was really exciting. We're in the top 10% of that. If we get into that, that'll be really cool. I'll be in Indianapolis working with the NCAA and the Indianapolis Colts actually this summer. So get right into athletics, you know, with two bigs in the market to say. And so that was pretty cool. And then, you know, once Top Gun ends in May, our goal, we do want to stay in May. You know, even if we do go away to Indianapolis, we do plan on setting up shop actually here in like Bangor, Orono, maybe even Portland. But we're aiming up towards here because we think like a scalable tech company in this area could be really beneficial, especially for college students, you know, being able to funnel them out of the university, give them a great job, you know, an opportunity for growth at a really cool company. So, yeah.
Well, and it sounds like the kind of thing that even if you're based here, you could still have clients all around the country, all around the world.
Yeah, we've gained traction. You know, we talked with a consultant from the New York Islanders. That was really cool. We talked with the athletic director at Arizona State. He showed interest. You know, he's looking to be an adopter. We've talked to also some sort of medical institutions. We talked to St. Joe's Hospital, you know, right here in Bangor. And the opportunity for this is huge. And how many markets we can go into can be overwhelming at first. But I have a good team around me that's kind of slimmed it down to, all right, we're going to go into athletics first. You know, this is our first shot. And then from there, we can expand out. It's really easy to gain excitement around such a piece of technology because of the innovation, you know, and how nothing like this has really been done. And everything that's been done is really complicated and hard to use.
So if anybody would like to get in touch with you and either learn more about the company or help out, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, so I'd say the best way is you can go on LinkedIn, search Justin Hafner, CEO of Kinotech. I'll come right up. You know, I use that all the time. Facebook, you can message me on Facebook. My email is justin@thekinotechmovement.com. So. But that's all on my LinkedIn page. So LinkedIn is probably the best method.
That sounds great. And so, Emma, for anybody who doesn't know, especially since we're kicking off our sessions here on Top Gun, fill in everybody here on what the program does, how you work, and what your goals are.
So Top Gun educates and supports some of Maine's most promising innovation-driven startup companies, and Bangor is just one of the classes. It's actually a statewide class. We have other classes in Portland, Rockland, Lewiston, Auburn, and Waterville. And we start in February, and we meet on a weekly basis for sessions, and we bring in outside people from lawyers to HR people, marketing, and it's all about they help the companies gain a foundation for business and help them accelerate their companies. And at the same time, we're also matching these entrepreneurs with mentors to help them grow. We're helping them with their pitches. And one of the biggest things is that they get to network with other entrepreneurs. I went through Top Gun, and that was one of the biggest benefits. Being an entrepreneur can be a pretty lonely place. So being able to talk to people that understand what you're going through and can going through the same problems, and you can kind of trade notes on what works and what doesn't is one of the biggest benefits. And then we also work on their pitches, which is an important part of being an entrepreneur, being able to pitch to investors. And at the end of the program, we have each class has a regional showcase where all of the classes pitch their ideas, and the top two from each class move on to the finale in Portland. And then the top 10 companies overall get to pitch in Portland for two $25,000 prizes, one sponsored by MTI and then one sponsored by David Shaw.
So, Justin, what was the biggest surprise to you? You said you're the science guy. You've got this idea. As you began to explore this as a business, was there something that you either knew nothing about or that came out of left field and you went, oh, wow, I never thought of that before?
Yeah, so, I mean, I've always been good at research and then, you know, product development stuff. That stuff I knew I had to do. But I guess it was all the organizational thing, how a company runs, you know, what makes it successful, the team that you have to create around it. I've managed projects and stuff before doing research, but nothing on this level, especially with this type of money at stake, and it's a totally different game. You know, I've worked on grants, and that was like really a great opportunity. I learned a lot of my project management skills, but then being able to create a team that's truly multidisciplinary, that's across all their different disciplines, you know, business, engineering, product development, marketing, sales, and creating that and creating one atmosphere where they can all succeed. That was probably the best thing that I've learned so far.
Well, and it's got to be great too in that networking piece to have people who've been through it, who have been at this stage of development before, that can tell you about some of the pitfalls that are out there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I didn't really know what to expect. I didn't know what the entrepreneurship community was here in the state of Maine. And seeing how many people, you know, have been through this and dealt with these same issues, it was really cool to lean on. You know, just my mentors within Top Gun, talking to them how they launched their first IPO, or, you know, how they sold their first company in 3 to 5 years. You know, that's stuff I had no idea was even possible. And, you know, to see that happening and know that I have people around me that have done that before and can get me there, best feeling ever.
Well, it sounds great. We wish you much success with Keynote Tech. Justin Hafner, thanks so much for visiting with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. I was happy to be here.
Keep us up to date on how things are going. And Emma, we'll see you again next week another Top Gun participant. Do you remember who's next week?
I
don't want to put the pressure on you.
I can't remember.
I may have it written down. Wait a second. Let me go to next Monday.
Oh, and if you want to see Justin pitch his idea, he's actually a finalist for Big Gig. April 23rd, we'll be at the Bangor Arts Exchange from 5:30 to 7:30, and he'll be pitching for $5,000 then. So if you want to hear more about it or meet him or chat with him or whatever, he'll be there.
That's fantastic. Next week, it's Jeremy from Vigilant Software.
Oh, yes. That is quite a company as well.
Excellent. Well, we